Well, Bob is a close family member of the Acadian Forest, been fighting to save this forest for years. The next person is Dr. Cindy Staser. She's a professor at Dalhousie University, a well-known and highly regarded ornithologist who has also spent a lot of years in the forest, over two decades, watching forest songbirds and observing them. Take it away, Cindy.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for this opportunity to share my loss, the loss of birds of older forests, as a direct or indirect result of habitat loss or degradation due to some of the harvesting practices we're seeing here in Nova Scotia. Many species of migratory birds need older forests of various sorts, and I think this is something that a lot of people aren't aware of, so I was happy to come talk to you about it today. These migratory birds include several warbler species like the bay-breasted warbler, the blackburnian warbler, the black-throated green warbler, the black-throated blue warbler, the Cape May warbler, and the Canada warbler, and several species of flycatchers, including the olive-sided flycatcher, the eastern kingbird, and the eastern wood pewee. And several of these species that I just mentioned are priority species in Nova Scotia. They are species at risk, or species of conservation concern. According to the bird conservation strategy for this region, which is called BCR 14, action needs to be taken to reverse the declines and increase the populations of some of these species by 50 to 100%. How are we going to do that if we don't have older forests? Having older forests provides more stable habitat across the landscape for many species. Older forests are important for the winter survival of many species of birds, especially our resident birds that are cavity nesters. Things like the various resident woodpeckers, pileated woodpeckers, black-backed woodpeckers, hairy woodpeckers, brown creepers, golden-crowned kinglets, boreal chickadees, and gray jays. There's been a lot of research done on birds and forests across Canada and in the northern U.S. and some in Nova Scotia. And we know from all of these studies that older forests have more species of birds and larger populations. So these are really crucial habitats. The attributes of these older forests, some of which have been talked about today, include a more complex vertical structure, complex canopies, more canopy layers, a larger diversity of trees, and so higher tree species diversity. Other attributes of older forests that research has shown to be important for birds includes lots of large diameter trees. Okay, you're not going to get that in a young forest. And also lots of snags. Snags are important for cavity nesting birds and also for the foraging substrates for many birds. Many research studies have concluded that forest harvesting decisions need to take bird species into account and be considered at the landscape scale, not at the level of a particular stand. Sure, a particular stand is important, but you have to look at it in the context of the landscape, ensuring that we have large patches of older forest and that these large patches are connected to one another so that birds can move between them easily and other wildlife. And finally, because forests on Crown Land in Nova Scotia can be cut during the breeding season, nests are being destroyed, young or dying, and even the adults, if they survive, will likely not be able to nest again that season. Nearly all forest birds are highly territorial, as Soren alluded to, and securing a new territory in the middle of the breeding season is just not going to happen. So please join me in taking a brief moment of silence. How about 2 seconds, the duration of a typical songbird's song, symbolizing loss of song of the birds of the older forests.